From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. We'll open the hour with a classic from 1959 and a cut from an album which, in my opinion anyway, should be in every jazz lover's music library, whether it's on CD, as a digital download, or even a copy of the original LP vinyl. The album, Kind of Blue, released on Columbia Records. The band, of course, the Miles Davis Sextet. This album really helped to define the sound of cool jazz in the late 1950s, and of course is one of Miles' best-known releases. Miles Davis, of course, on trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley, alto sax, Bill Evans, piano, except for on one track, where Wynton Kelly is the pianist. We'll hear Bill here, however. Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. It's the opening cut of this classic, So What? a set of tunes associated with Miles Davis, opening up this hour of the program. We began with the original version of So What from the Miles Davis Sextet from Kind of Blue, recorded for Columbia in 1959. From 2009, Spanish pianist Albert Sanz and his trio, with Masa Kamaguchi on bass and R.J. Miller on drums. From the album Metamorphosis, and it's spelled slightly different here, it's Metamorphosis, the album released on Fresh Sound Records, based in Spain. We listen to their rendition of a standard which was made famous in the jazz world by Miles Davis on his Kind of Blue release from 1950, Moon Dreams. And lastly, another trio, this time fronted by guitarist Barry Wedgell, along with Kim Stone on bass and Russell Bizet on drums, a track from the 2014 release Standards, and the title of the album pretty much says it all. It's a collection of jazz and pop standards given a guitar, bass, and drums treatment. And we listen to a piece from the Miles Davis songbook, Solar. We'll begin this set with Vibes player Warren Wolf. He is joined here by Malgru Miller on piano, Vicente Archer on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums, from a 2005 release entitled Incredible Jazz Vibes. This is another jazz and popular standard, I Hear a Rhapsody.
Thank you. Mother, one lovely day, love came planning to stay. Green Dolphin Street supplied the setting, the setting for nights beyond forgetting. And through these moments apart, memories live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street. Green Dolphin Street supplied the setting, the setting for nights beyond forgetting. And through these moments apart, memories live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street. Green Dolphin Street.
Recorded live in Copenhagen at the Jazz Hus in mid-January 1963, that's a quartet fronted by Don Byas on tenor sax, his last name spelled B-Y-A-S, with Bent Axen on piano, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass, and William Schuffe on drums. The album All the Things You Are, and we listen to a Jimmy McHugh composition, Lady Bird. Before that, another recording from 1963, and the great vocalist Billy Eckstein. His rendition of On Green Dolphin Street, with arrangement courtesy of Billy Byers. That piece, originally composed for the film of the same name from 1947, and the man who sang the piece as part of the film soundtrack back then was Mel Torme. Billy's version of the tune first appeared on the 1963 Mercury LP, Now Singing in 12 Great Movies. But you can also find it on a nice introduction to his work entitled Compact Jazz, Billy Eckstein, part of the Compact Jazz series of budget-priced single-disc compilations from the Verve label. And we began the set with Warren Wolf on Vibes and his album aptly titled Incredible Jazz Vibes. We heard I Hear a Rhapsody. You are tuned to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists and also streaming audio of this and previous episodes of the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And this is the Jazz Scene Program 1537. Well, it's hard to believe, but we've reached the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with the guitar of Tal Farlow. More specifically, the swinging guitar of Tal Farlow. At least, that's the title of this classic Verve release from 1956, on which he performs in a drummerless trio, with Vinnie Burke on bass and Eddie Costa on piano. And this is another piece from the Great American Songbook. You Stepped Out of a Dream. Thank you. That's a German trio fronted by pianist Christoph Spendel, with Thomas Heldeprim on bass and Kurt Bilker on drums. From a 1995 release entitled Back to Basics, most of the tracks are piano, bass, and drums trio pieces, but there are a couple of solo piano tunes from Christoph as well, and it's mostly jazz standards, including that one, a piece often associated with Sonny Rollins. The great sax player did write it, after all. It was Pent Up House. Before that, trumpeter Nicholas Payton and his album Payton's Place from 1998. On that track, he was joined by special guest Wynton Marsalis on second trumpet, also Anthony Wonsey piano, Ruben Rogers bass, and Adonis Rose on drums. Other tracks also feature guest trumpeter Roy Hargrove and two tenor sax players, either Tim Warfield or Joshua Redman. We heard a piece paying tribute to the great trumpeter Clifford Brown, Brownie a la mode. And we began the set with Tal Farlow from 1956, leading his trio through You Stepped Out of a Dream from The Swinging Guitar of Tal Farlow. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again soon, won't you, for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.